anytime you run a half marathon or marathon, even a 10K, especially on a very hilly course, you got to really kind of conserve your energy. And it's easy to get caught up in the hoopla and at the start, and everybody's feeling good and excited. But boy, the hills can really take a lot out of you. And a lot of people think, oh, it's the uphills that you really take a lot out of you. But it's the pounding coming down. So you got to kind of really kind of conserve energy as much as you can, and then save it for the latter half of the race when when the going gets tough, no matter what kind of course you're on, but especially a course like this. But I'll tell you what, this is going to be a challenging, fun run, and I think people are looking for something than just a plain, easy, flat course type of marathon. This is something that, unless it's your first event, you're probably not going to run a personal best, but it's one of those kind of races that you can check off and say, man, I just climbed three mountain passes and finished, and that in itself is a great achievement.
You run 13 personal bests in a row. How did you do that, Dick? Is it just dedication, or is it craziness, or what is it?
It was pure by accident. You know, I ran my very first marathon back in 1977, the Paavo Nurmi Marathon in Wisconsin, and I ran 2:47. And then I just, every time I went into a marathon, I always tried to do my best, and it just happened to be that each one got a little progressively faster and faster and faster. I didn't even know it was such a thing as a record until about 2 years after it. It came to an end of 13 in a row, and a buddy of mine called me up and said, Beard, you're in the World Book of Records. I said, for what? And then he told me for 13 consecutive marathons. So once I got down to 209, it starts to get pretty tough to get better than that after that. So,
but when you talk to audience, especially maybe novice runners or whatever, what's your message to people?
Is never give up. Especially for novice people and then people just getting into it, you can start running at any age. It doesn't matter, old, young, in between. But a lot of people, they hear about their friends saying how much energy they have from it, and those first few weeks are tough for people. They're sore, they have less energy, and a lot of people, they give up on it before they get over the hump. Once you get over that hump, it usually takes 6 to 8 weeks, then all of a sudden you start feeling good, and you start realizing, man, this is a fun thing to do. So the key is just to don't give up, hang in there, you'll get over the hump, and then things will all come together.